And gentlemanry, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to this edition of the Hagman and the Hagman Reporters, coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. I want to welcome each and every one of you. Thank you so much for your belief and trust in us as we walk through this, wow, minefield of current events together. You see what's coming out of Washington lately, huh? You got some really strange goings on coming out of Washington, D.C. You know, it's,
that's interesting.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Went and looked at the evidence that Nunez presented a week ago Friday, and he came out of the White House and didn't want to comment. Imagine that.
So, you know, we told you that. Look, there will be things that I really believe that are going to be happening in the next couple of weeks that are going to be earth-shaking. And I say that, I don't know about the timeline, but I do think that the intelligence industry right now, or the community, intelligence community is, it's more of an industry. But I think that, you're gonna see some things, some big shakeups. And, well, to start with. And, you know, it's amazing, that we, it just amazes me that the people in charge can look past the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, the self-enrichment of the Clintons. Between 2001 and 2012, they made $135 million. Oh, that's wrong. My goodness. I think that's wrong. I think that's low. I have to, my notes are in my office, but if you read the book Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer, you'll see the, oh my goodness, the graft of the Clintons. And how in the world can she, Hillary Clinton, you know, possess and use a server outside of the State Department, of course, and not expect it to be hacked. Of course it was hacked. Of course the information was everywhere. This is so convoluted. It's just an amazing thing to watch. One intelligence, or according to one source, and I want to point this out, the U.S. intelligence official who unmasked or exposed the names of multiple private citizens that were affiliated with Trump and his, you know, incoming team is, quote, someone very well known, very high up, very senior in the intelligence world. Now, this, Fox reported on this earlier, and intelligence and House sources with direct knowledge of the disclosure of classified names told Fox today, and it's my understanding for the last week or so, that the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes now knows who is responsible, and that person is not in the FBI. I think we do too, and if I had to, I mean, can we, would it be Clapper? Would it be Brennan? How about Loretta Lynch?
She's one of the people at the top of my list.
I believe it's Clapper. I believe it's either Clapper and Brennan, or Clapper or Brennan. I just don't think you're going to get it out of the Justice Department. I don't think you're going to get that kind of... The Justice Department is compartmentalized, so you have to look to who's got that interagency accessibility, and I do believe that it's either Brennan, but more likely Clapper with the assistance of Brennan. I think they're going to be identified.
Well, there, Fox News is reporting that all the information about the spying and the unmasking is going to come out, from FoxNews.com from their video section. New details emerge in spying and unmasking scandal. Unprecedented unmasker, very well known. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to have to be someone with the authority and the accessibility. The people on the, well,
they said the person's not in the FBI.
Right, right. Which, and that makes sense. The CIA director does have access, and that during under Obama was John Brennan. And of course, he's got multiple motives. Don't forget his change to Islam. But I do suspect it's Clapper. And I think that what we're seeing as well, and again, we're going back to this, we're seeing a coup take place in the United States that I don't think we've ever seen, something like we've never seen before in the history of the of this country. You go back to Watergate, for example. Watergate doesn't even come close to this. We have other issues. We've got the media that's being, well, the independent media, more precisely, that's being censored, of course. You've got numerous independent media outlets that are being censored, that are being pushed down in search rankings. This is all incredible. Folks, we've got a couple of websites, HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com. The latter, of course, Hagman and Hagman is for the show. That's to watch the show right there on the page, and then you can look at the venues for listening. It's also got the call-in number to listen and such. HagmanReport.com is the website for news, information, analysis, and it's an aggregate of news. And then I'm going to just put this out there. I'm working on some data to put up on HomelandSecurityUS.com. That's coming. I just spoke with the gentleman that's going to be handling that website today, just before showtime, and it's going to be a clean machine, let me tell you. So, also, speaking of clean machines, folks, you know what we're trying to do, do you recall in the wake of the baker, the Christian baker, and other businesses who have been really thrown under the bus by our government? That's going to continue. It's just going to continue in a different form. We had attempted about a year and a half ago, 18 months ago, maybe, to really solve or to create a solution. And we're all about solutions. So we created HagmanMarketplace.com. And boy, it went through so many iterations, so many different changes and such. We're launching that back out. It's working today. It's working right now as we speak. HagmanMarketplace.com. We're going to be talking a lot about this because here's what we've done. We've decided to make everything kind of accessible to everyone. If you are a Christian business owner, sign up for HagmanMarketplace.com. It's $10 a month. If you are someone who wants to, do business with Christian-owned businesses, you can do so through the Hagman Marketplace. You can identify Christian businesses in your area. That's kind of our objective. You know, we don't always get it right the first time. Sometimes we fail horribly the first time. Well, this is one way that we rolled it out, and it was broken when we rolled it out. Now it's fixed. Although there is on the How It Works page, I think that the dollar amount is off. It's $10 a month. It's $10 a month, I believe. Or it's $10 a month is as it should be on How It Works. I think there's another page that says it's $50, but it's $10 a month. They won't let you do anything else but $10 a month, I believe. I mean, we tried this every which way. So I would urge, if you're a business owner and you just want to be listed on this marketplace, because we're going to be taking businesses and talking about businesses on the marketplace. For example, Greenovative is on there. Minuteman Stove. My daughter's photography business is on there. TC Joseph, Texas Ready. They're all on there. That's just to prime the pump a little bit. And I will say this, if you were one of the initial ones, and we're trying to go back and identify who was originally, who originally signed up and were a business and said, yeah, okay, this sounds like a great idea. We're going to make you members of the Founders Club. All right. And we've got some special offerings for you. That's good. We're going to make it right. Because when we rolled it out again, it was kind of broken. So we're going to make it right for you. So bookmark HagmanMarketplace.com. And if you were one of the very first ones out of the gate and you signed up and it didn't deliver, obviously, how it should have at the beginning, send me an email through the studio@HagmanandHagman.com. And in the subject line, do me a favor, just put marketplace. Now, don't yell at me, okay? Don't scream at me. Don't say, well, you're an idiot. Just let me know that, yeah, you had signed up initially, and I'll take care of you, okay? Now, also, I'm sending Steve Quayle the listing of names of the books. Oh, my goodness, thank you so much for your contributions today. So that was from earlier in the week when Steve had the contribution. Anyone donating $100 to keep our business operational, we get a copy of his book. So thank you for that. Just taking care of some business right now before the show gets into full blast-off mode. So that's that. HagmanMarketplace.com. Again, we're rolling this back out. This is, we believe we have all of, I mean, we tried and tested this every which way. It's a good idea. Again, if you're a Christian-owned business, if you're a Christian business, sign up. And if you are looking to do business with Christian-owned businesses, that's the place to go. HagmanMarketplace.com. We're going to be, this is the first, again, this is the first re-roll out. So, there you have that. It's a good idea, I think. It really is. I think, because we have to, in the end of, as we approach these rough times, I think we have to stick together. Don't you? I mean, what else are we going to do? We cannot compromise our principles. We just can't do that. So that's that. But getting back to the news at hand here, so Nunes, you said, Joe, Nunes came out of there not saying a word, or Adam Schiff came out of there and didn't say much. And the Senate rejected Flynn's immunity request. The talk of all the leftist radio people goodness.
Trump is going to resign because of what Flynn could do to his administration, and you know, the impeachment notices were being drafted, the resignations letters were being signed, and the liberals, fantasy land world apparently came crashing down.
Yeah,
seeing that Flynn was not, there's nothing. I mean, this is what I don't understand about this Flynn situation. There was nothing criminal in the first place that. What he did was unethical and immoral by lying and not revealing, the interest that he had.
Yeah,
if it's criminal at all, it's
okay.
What could he possibly? From what I understand, he was involved with the Turkish lobbying and the Russian before
Kislyak
was. Approached by Trump about becoming part of the team. So, I don't think there's hardly anything there to get into. I mean, I don't know what he's gonna say now that he's not getting immunity. Is he gonna come out and say it in the public? The article on Drudge is linked back to an NBC News article. Michael Flynn's immunity request rejected by the Senate Intelligence Committee. He was trying to go for the immunity in exchange for his testimony, but a senior congressional official said Flynn's lawyer was told it was widely preliminary and that immunity was not even on the table. And a second source said the committee communicated that it's not receptive to Flynn's request at this time. And again, back to Schiff, the article goes on to say, Adam Schiff, the Democrat out of California, the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, acknowledged in a statement that the Justice Department's interest in Flynn's testimony could take precedence over Congress's wish to hear from him. And he also said there was many more witnesses and documents to obtain before the House Intelligence Committee can consider any immunity request.
I find it interesting you speak of documents, that Obama officials made a list of Russian probe documents to keep them safe.
I think they did it for two reasons. The stated goal is to keep them safe, but they were hoping that maybe, since they had the copies and they numbered the documents and cataloged them, that maybe some would disappear under the Trump administration and they could say, hey, we got
you. Yeah, you're hiding. You're so, I mean, think about that.
All these attempts, from the surveillance to the, you know, to these different, laws that Obama changed before he left to be able to, you know, share the intelligence more widespread to different federal agencies, to the nonprofit organization he's putting together that's a political action group.
Undermining
the Trump administration. What has all this yielded? No, credible evidence to show any wrongdoing by Trump at all.
Exactly.
And if that, I mean, if they don't have it now, anything they come up with in the future is just, in my opinion, would most likely be manipulated. I mean,
here's where an intersection.
In the narrative, and I don't want to just say this before I forget. It seems that the Russian story changes to fit the new narrative that the media is pushing. From it first was Russian, you know, hacked the elections, and the Russian hacking was the big story, right after the elections. Once there was no evidence of that, it was moved to the collusion, you know, the collusion between the Trump administration and transition team in Russia. And I mean, what's next? You know, when they run and exhaust all their options, you know, with hacking, they move to collusion. When they exhaust all their options and find there's no collusion, are they going to go back to meddling? I mean, how will they change the titles to fit their narrative next?
That's a good point. I will point out that Portions of Ice broadcast brought to you by Whole Tones. Folks, go to WholeTonesLive.com. That's WholeTonesLive.com. You know, music has the ability to inspire, to heal, to calm the racing mind. We love Whole Tones. Their music projects, the healing frequency music projects they've got. Support this show. Go to WholeTonesLive.com. Get a free sample of these soothing, relaxing, revitalizing musical tones. That's WholeTonesLive.com. More on that later. We need Whole Tones music to calm our racing minds indeed. You know, we were looking at some things, and I can't help but go back to the investigation, and I think everybody needs to understand what happened before, or what's happened back in January. You had four brothers, Awan, or three Awan brothers, Jamal Awan, that's A-W-A-N, Abid Awan, and Imran Awan, be escorted out of the house, Longworth building. They were IT professionals hired by the House Democrats. They work for 31 House Democrats. There are three Pakistani nationals along with their wives. They were initially hired by W. Wasserman Schultz. Their wives, of course, Hina Alvi and Natila Sova. They work for House Democrats, Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Homeland Security Committees. Now, the reason that this is really, I think that this is key, is you've got, again, these were shared employees working for a period, looking at when they began, looks like they began in 2005. The first Awan brother began in 2005. At any rate, over the course of just a half a dozen years or so, they made well over $4 million. Their salaries were well over four to five times what the average IT professional makes. Well, they were escorted out of the house building, supposedly as a result of a procurement scam. In other words, what they were doing, and this, you've got to understand, George Webb, we've had on our show, George W-E-B-B, look him up on YouTube. He gets into detail on this, and we've been kind of running parallel investigations. I've got to tell you, I can't find a thing wrong with his investigation at all. As a matter of fact, he gets into the human trafficking and I mean, he gets into a lot of things. As far as I can see, he's absolutely 100% correct. That's George Webb, W-E-B-B, and I have to give him a lot of credit, and he is getting the message out. But when you look at the Owen brothers and their wives, you look at the compromised, computer systems within the House committees, including but not limited to the Homeland Security, the Intelligence Committee, and the Homeland Security Committee, the House Intelligence Committee, and the Foreign Affairs Committee. And these committees are the top committees for our intelligence. They're compromised, at least in my estimation, by agents of the Muslim Brotherhood, hired by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Jackie Speier, Andre Carson, and don't forget Andre Carson is a Muslim congressman, and 28 other House members, all Democrats. Well, these Awan brothers, I mean, how would you like to have a $164,980 salary? I guess that wasn't enough for the Awan brothers, because they in turn ran a couple of car dealerships in Virginia, and Nanoset Technologies. Well, Nanoset Technologies apparently had, based on what I could tell, a contract with the government where they would sell routers and such to the government. Now, think about this. The Awan brothers take, either by theft or by deception, take equipment from the House members that they work for, the Congress people that they work for, and they, oh, I don't know, put back doors and things like the routers and software, you know, back doors and access. And of course, they had a server off premises. And then they sell the routers and equipment back to the government. Well, one of the committees, the Emerging Threats Committee, subcommittee, Andre Carson, Adam Schiff, and Devin Nunes work, or are part of the Emerging Threats subcommittee. This is the committee that would plan things like the Yemen raid. Remember that debacle that went sideways and we lost a Navy SEAL? All right. That there does appear to be some compromise there. Knowledge, foreknowledge of the attack in Yemen by these four Muslim Brotherhood operatives. Thank you, Gregory Meeks, congressman. The website Crew called him the most corrupt congressman in existence. Or at least the Citizens for Responsible Ethics, something like that. The acronym CREW really took Meeks to task. But the deeper you get into the Awan brothers, the deeper that you look at the server issue with Donald Trump, the deeper that you dig into this and make the connections between the Awan brothers and a guy from Iraq, Iran, Dr. Ali Al-Attar, internal medicine, an FBI investigation back in 2007-2009 found that he had submitted about $2.3 million worth of fake invoices. So he got his license suspended back in 2009. It was revoked in 2011. There were also reports of sexual exploitation of patients. The IRS indicted him in 2012 for tax evasion. Well, he loaned, Dr. Ali Al-Attar, being the nice guy that he is, loaned the Awan brothers, $100,000, reportedly. Also on loan from the credit union, the House of Representatives credit union, to the Awan brothers, $100,000 that they failed to repay. Their credit is horrible. And again, if you go to George Webb on his YouTube channel, and I'm going to be continuing my written investigative reports. My last one is on HomelandSecurityUS.com, and it's also was also published at Canada Free Press. But I'm going to be continuing the investigation on this. Flynn is involved in this to some extent. Gulen, Fatah Gulen is involved. You've got a number of people who are involved in this. It's just amazing. McCabe, the FBI second deputy director of the FBI second command, who did not disclose, well, you know, the whole deal with McAuliffe, Terry McAuliffe and such, the money between McCabe, McAuliffe. If not, we don't have time to get into it right now, but just watch for our investigative reports on this, because this goes deep. And this, I believe, it's at the periphery of what we're seeing with respect to Donald Trump. And again, compromised are the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, the House Homeland Security Committee, as well as the Foreign Affairs Committee. And here's the problem, real quick, and finally. The compromise, folks, can be tied, in my view, directly to Brennan, Obama, and, of course, Clapper. Kind of circles back and around.
Folks, we're up against our break. When we come back, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer will be our guest. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
We'll be right back.
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We got a great show lined up for you. For those of you who have just joined us, as I see a number of people are still piling into YouTube, Coach Dave is with us now. He's going to be with us throughout this segment. And then following Coach Dave, we have Steve Quayle and Pastor Langford in hours 2 and 3. But we're going to bring Coach on right now. And Coach, it's great to have you on back on the show.
Well, Joe, I want to know how the heck I got to be part of the all-star lineup tonight. You mean to tell me I get to be on the same show with two rocking guys like Steve Quayle and Pastor Langford? Man, it's an honor. Honor to be on, honor to lead off for them, and I just want to thank you for the chance to be with you.
Yeah, you're the warm-up, Coach. I should
How about
say.
That? I'm in the bullpen, Doug. I'm in the bullpen.
Right on, brother. Right on. So, okay. Wow. First of all, thank you for joining us. It's our understanding you're not in your studio. You're elsewhere, right? You're at a conference.
Yeah, we're here at the Watchman. And yeah, it's good. We're at break right now, so this is working out really, really good. And brothers, let me tell you something. You guys know this, and I know Steve knows it, and I know that Pastor Langford knows it. But I want the people who are listening to understand God is doing something in America, and I want you to know this. It's happening outside of the church. Now, Doug and Joe, you guys have been to these type of conferences. You know what they are. I'm just telling you, brother, there is something going on, that there's a great awakening that's happening. Now, I don't know how it's all going to play out and whether people are going to take it to the next step to where they have to engage. But in the 3 or 4 years that I've been doing this kind of stuff, Doug and Joe, people are more awake and more alert than I've ever seen.
That's good, man. I'm glad to hear that. Well, okay. Are they ready to rock and roll? Are they ready to rumble? Are they ready to fight? They're ready to say not us and, you know, no more. I mean, is that the mindset that you see out there?
Well, Joe, that's what you would hope. I don't know that. See, I just finished speaking about a half hour ago, and it was electric. You know, I'm not bragging. You know, it was electric. And then one of the guys that's with me says, you know, Coach, here's the thing. We have to get over fear. We are so afraid, and I don't know why it is. I tried to explain tonight, Doug, but I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Christ lives within me. The life I now live, I live by the grace of the Son of God who died for me. What is there to be afraid of? What are we afraid people are going to say? They're going to call us names? We're going to lose our job? What really is it when ultimately we're Christ's representatives? He promised us. He said, listen, they're going to hate you. They hated me first. Why are you surprised about it? We see a lot of what I call, and I know that you guys probably hear this, I call it paralysis by analysis.
Yep.
We're just so overwhelmed. It's happening and hitting from so many different directions and so many ways that we just never thought we were going to see it, that people just don't know what to do. And so that was really what I tried to help them walk through. Is okay, you know, what can we do? Let's do something practical here. We're getting a good game scouting report. Dizdar's here, Marzulli's here. You know, they're going to get a good report of what the enemy's doing. But fellas, we can't just watch film. We have to come up with some type of game plan. And one of the problems that we run into is the paralysis by analysis. People say, yeah, you know, I see what's going on. Yeah, that man, they are doing this. Yeah, they are doing this. But Doug, Joe, we don't really have much of a game plan back against them other than, well, it's the end. And I don't want to make fun of the fact that it's winding down. I'm not making light of that. I see what's going on. But I don't think any of us know, Doug. Is it 2 years? Is it 5 years? Is it 50 years? None of us know. And so, you know, I look at it and try to exhort them tonight. You got children and grandchildren. They're going to live in what we leave them. And if we really believe what we claim to believe, that to be absent from the body is to be with Christ, if we really fear of death, if we no longer have fear of death, nothing that really holds us to this world, we're Christians, we're believers in Christ, we're crucified with Christ. Well, come on, man. What are we afraid of? Let's begin to engage. And I heard someone say tonight, maybe it was Carl Gallup, who's here, I think it was him,
It's something I've been trying to impress upon people. Listen, this is about Western civilization. This just isn't about America, because we're the only ones. This country is, we're hanging on by our fingernails, but we are the only one holding up any semblance of Christian values anywhere across the globe. And it was, Christian values and the WASP, the Anglo-Saxons, that brought the gospel to the world. And I just can't get away from the fact that it's going to be the responsibility of that same God-fearing group to rise up and push back against the darkness. So, to me, the battle's really, really clear. I think it's clear to more and more people. The problem is, our guys are just not very equipped to be able to engage the battle. So, Doug, Joe, that's what I'm about, man. I'm trying to get guys into the game and train them up and take them with us and give them the experience of frontline ministry. Because you don't really understand the devil till you look him in the eye. You don't understand his minions till you look him in the eye. And, Jesus himself said, you're of your father, the devil. The works of your father you will do. And so, two teams, God's team, the devil's team. I'm on the Lord's team. And I like to go see what the devil's doing and look his teammates in the eye and strap up my helmet and put my mouthpiece in and let's get after it. That fighting spirit's really kind of missing from the church today, though.
Yes, it is. And, we see, the two sides ramping up. Coach, is the Lord's team the Republican side or the Democrat side?
Yeah.
I mean, what we see today, people are foregoing the spiritual battle to rather engage in the political battle, even a lot of Christians, and they don't recognize that it is a spiritual battle.
Brother, that's a home run. And see, that's something I'm trying to emphasize. Listen, Donald Trump cannot make America great again. And whatever you think about Donald Trump or what everybody thinks, the Lord certainly used Donald Trump to block Hillary. There's no doubt about that. I mean, see, that was a wicked, wicked woman. And Trump has blocked the door. She didn't get in. He's standing as a bouncer at the bar, whatever you want to say. And I can't get away from the fact that if things are going to change, it's only going to change if the church becomes great again. So our greatest challenge right now is to try to wake up. Christian men in particular say, come on, man, now is the time to push back. But see, we want to count on the politicians. We want to get arguing about what Paul Ryan says and about what Charles Schumer says. And, oh, come on, man, that's not the battle. The battle is God's team and the devil's team. And unfortunately, some of those guys on the Republican side are on the devil's team, too. And so we have to begin to recognize this and understand that it's not as simple as Republican, Democrat, and conservative, liberal. It's the devil's team, the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. That battle's playing right out before us. And the Lord, I always hate it when people say, well, the Lord said to me, well, the Lord didn't say to me, Doug, but something has revealed to me just in the last couple of days. Christianity has become counterculture. It's never been like that in America, ever. If you think back, John Lennon in 1970 or 71 or 72, I think it was 71, he sang that song, Imagine There's No Heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell above us. Below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You know that song? That was counterculture song, wasn't it? Christianity was the law of the land. It was the rule of the land in the turbulent 60s and into the 70s. And here's the Beatles and John Lennon talking about no heaven and all that. And Doug, I wake up in 2017 and I look around. That is the culture. No heaven, no hell. Why can't we all live in peace? So we have become counter-culture. Christianity is back to where it started. Jesus, whether we want to believe it or not, or whether we understand this or not, he was counter-culture. He was against everything in Judaism that it was built upon. He opposed it. He opposed the rulers of it. He opposed he says, you teach doctrines of men, making the word of God of no effect. He was counter-culture. His 12 disciples, they revolutionized the whole world, but it cost them their lives. Why? Because they were counter-culture. Doug, that's where we are. And as soon as we wake up and understand, this is not mom and pop's America anymore. It's not my mom and dad's America. It's a different America. And the same powerful gospel, the same powerful gospel that revolutionized the world, still has the power to do that today. But we've got to accept the fact that Christianity, Christian values, Christian culture is now counter-revolutionary because it goes against this worldly system and the way that it's operating. Can we win this fight? Well, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Will we win this fight? Now, I don't know, but brothers, I believe Western civilization is at stake right here, right now, as we head into April in 2017. I mean, I believe it clear down into wherever that belief goes, brother. I believe it. It's in our hands right now. The Lord will do what he wants to do. But see, I think it's a cop-out. It's a cop-out for people to say, I hear this a lot, well, coach, Lord's in control. That makes me mad. Right? Of course he's in control. I'm pretty serious. But you buy car insurance? You buy life insurance? You buy house insurance? But I thought the Lord's in control. Why would you need any of that stuff? Well, the Lord is in control, but he moves through people.
There you
and
go.
What, where we have really dropped the ball is we expect God. We say, well, coach, prayer changes things. We just got to pray about it. Well, hey, come on, man. Prayer empowers people. So when what prayer does, it's like the electric line running into your house, Doug. You've got the big wires out in front of your house, and then you've got a wire that runs into your house. And your lights don't light by themselves. They light because of the power that's behind it. So we are the light of the world. God, the power of prayer, turns the lights on in the house, if you will, so that we can do the works of the ministry. But we've bought into this idea that I'm just going to sit back and pray about it, and God's in charge, and he's going to take care of it. Well, I think they call that a miracle. And I believe in miracles, but some things are just being faithful and obedient and doing what he asks you to do and giving your body a living sacrifice and stepping out and doing something and giving him the opportunity to work a miracle through you. That's the way I think it happens more often than not.
Yeah, and we can't, and that none of that can happen unless we show up to play, to play our
position.
Gotta play.
Yeah. Well, I said to the crowd tonight, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go. Yeah.
I said to the people tonight, it was a good crowd, there's probably 700 people here, and I said to them, let me ask you something. Do you have anybody in here have any problem identifying the devil's team? Is the devil's team actively playing? Or do we have to look around and say, no, I don't seem to see anything out there? Hell, he's everywhere, pardon my French. He's everywhere. His team is everywhere. And I said, okay, where is the Lord's team? Well, we're sequestered. We're sequestered inside a building. And when you, my coaching, Doug, when you didn't show up, they called that a forfeit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
That's
we have forfeited all of this stuff because we see the devil's team out on the field. We won't go out and engage him. We pray that the Lord will smite him. Well, that'd be beautiful if he did. But in the meantime, everything decent in Western civilization is crumbling before us as we sit in our churches and play patty cake. So they flipped it on. Hey, Doug, I know you guys will appreciate this. So I know that Steve Quayle will, and I know that Pastor Langford will as well. There's something going on outside the church. And it's the same thing that we saw when we were in Bozeman at Whitestone, which is when I really got involved with it. The people here, 700 strong, have left the church. These are Christians. They love Jesus, but they've left the church. That's why I say something is going on. And if people are sitting in their homes or wherever they're living their lives and they're looking for what's going on inside that building down the street, brother, that's not where it is. And God is waking up and raising up men and women with a multiplicity of talents who never dreamed that the Lord was going to be able to use them, and he is using them, and they're seeing it. We see guys who are, you know, they got websites, they got YouTube channels. The world has changed, and we have got to begin to engage the world where they are now, but with a counterculture mentality. See, the young kids in particular, Doug, they always hate the status quo. Tune in, turn on, drop out, right? Resist authority. I mean, we can go through all those 60 slogans. Well, wake up, look around, and the hippies are in charge. There's been a coup. They've overthrown us. Well, brother, we're counterculture. Let's fight back, and let's begin to get engaged and reclaim some of those gates that they have so clearly begun to occupy.
Amen. It is so well said. And before I forget, certainly give our best to everyone there. Rust is our LA Marzulli, everyone there, and certainly.
Oh, they all love you guys, man. They love you guys down here. And they all listen to you guys. So, and, I mean, it's all, hey, Doug, you know this. It's one big family, man. It's one big family.
Yeah,
I did a survey today. How many of you were here last year? And you know what? Not very many of them. This is a whole other group. So
that kind of stuff
pumps me up, right? I think it's going to be everybody back for another bite. No. It's a whole new group of people. So,
We're seeing that here too, Coach. We're seeing new people gravitate in again. I mean, we're seeing it every day. So that's good. Go ahead.
The Lord's up to something, isn't he?
Yes.
He's up to something, see? You can say what you want to. I mean, we got guys here talking about, you know, end times theology, and, you know, come on, brother, we're all over the place right here. And you're talking, it doesn't matter which one of these speakers you talk to, they don't all necessarily agree on how this thing's going to play out. Or Carl Gallup's got up there and said that, well, you know, you got all this chart about this is going to happen and this is going to happen, and in 7 years this is going to happen, in 4 years. He says there's only one problem. God doesn't go according to your chart. And we are forgetting, no matter how deeply you believe what you believe and how many charts you have, you ain't going to put God into no chart. He's going to do what he's going to do. And so the miracle of miracles, as I see it, is Donald Trump. Not that he's necessarily a righteous man, but Doug, he's God's man. For whatever reason, God has blocked Hillary and Obama and all that crew. He's blocked them because he's doing something. I don't know what it is, but God's doing, brother. He's doing something.
And I think it would be pretty presumptuous for us to go proclaim that we understand what God is doing. It could turn out to be totally opposite of what our mind can comprehend. But nonetheless, it goes back to God being in control. Donald Trump was there to play, and God, you know, is using him. How he's using him, we don't know. But you're right. So, okay.
But Doug, look, I want to encourage you, and I want to encourage Joe, and I want to encourage Steve, and I want to encourage Pastor Langford, just to let you guys know. And Steve and Pastor David, to know that they have built into so many lives. I'm not blowing smoke at anybody. If Steve Quayle could really ever understand the impact he's had, I'm telling you, he doesn't know it, because he's just doing his thing. He's just doing what the Lord's called him to do. And if Pastor Langford could ever really be able to see the impact that he's had, I say this, Doug, because I get frustrated. David has to get frustrated. Certainly Steve Quayle gets frustrated. But the scriptures tell us that we are not to grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And no matter how this thing plays out, nobody's going to be able to say to Steve Quayle, you didn't tell me. Nobody's ever going to be able to say to Pastor Langford, you didn't tell me. Nobody can ever tell Doug and Joe, you didn't tell me, because you did. And so the faithfulness, I just want you guys to be encouraged, that the faithfulness of you guys to do the task that is before you is having a far greater impact than we understand. And I know you know it, because I know you know how much they're trying to silence you and the interference that you see. See, folks, the enemy knows we're having a horrendous impact. They know it, brother. They know it. We don't always know it. And I think part of the reason we don't know it is because we've, again, bought into the lie that it's just, it's over, we can't do anything about it. Hey, Doug, my buddy told me this. He says, Coach, you know something has happened when the pigs begin to squeal. And, Doug, they're squealing, man. The other side is squealing like they have never squealed. Now, none of us know how this whole thing's going to play out. But I would say to Steve and to Pastor Langford, all that time and all that effort and all that research and all that energy that you put into it, brothers, it's bearing fruit that you have no idea of. And so I want to encourage you, because hey, Doug, I know it's a grind, man. I know that just doing a show would be fun. That's fun to do a show, but the headaches that go along with it, the trolls that come after you, the headaches as a result of it. You say, man, listen, I just want to go on and sit in front of this camera and do a show. That's all I want to do. I don't have to deal with all this other stuff. But you have to.
That's
and
right.
Again, my word of encouragement to you is, don't grow weary in well-doing, brother. It's bearing fruit. It's bearing fruit. There'll be fruit that abides, and we won't always see it. But I can tell you, here, when someone mentioned Hagman, how many Hagman listeners here, it erupted into applause.
Oh,
and somebody
great.
Said, hey, I'm telling you, you know. And somebody mentioned something about Pastor Langford, and yeah, they all started clapping. So your impact is everywhere, and you don't have to be there. It doesn't matter that you're not here. The impact that you're having is reaching a lot more people than we understand.
Well, you know, and you are too, Coach. And that's why I often refer to you as America's coach, because we need that team leadership. And I think I look at us not just as a family, but as a team. We're all playing on the same team, and we all have our positions to play. And you know, we all look to you, just as we look to Pastor Langford for scriptural guidance. We look to you for organizational guidance and for practical. And you know, okay, where's the fight today? And folks, for all the people listening that don't know, I mean, Coach is on the field every day. You know, whether it's in front of a murder center or wherever. So. Or on the steps of the Supreme Court, you're always there. So, thank you.
Hey, Doug, listen, I want you to hear this. My wife just walked up to me, which I'm sitting there, the room's empty, and she told me to tell you something, so I'm going to let her tell you. Tell him, Michelle.
Everybody here loves you guys. You do not know, as Coach said, the impact that you have. Everybody just loves you. It's amazing. Your hands raise and clap. Chris said something about you guys, and the whole room like, yeah! So just be encouraged. You are so loved. And you don't hear that all the time, but I just want to tell you, it was an amazing testimony to your work and you as people. So, alright, keep it up.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
So there you know I wasn't lying to you, right? So
you
serve even though you're not here. You guys, listen, I'm not blowing smoke at you guys, okay? Come on. I'm just telling you, these people wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all the crap that you've had to go through. And you're fighting to get the word out and giving Pastor Langford the time to do what he does and Quayle to do his thing that only Steve Quayle can do and John Robertson. And I mean, just to go on. LA's here and Russ is here. And they're all here and they all are known because of the work that you guys have been doing to give them a platform. It's just, I don't know if you can hear it in my heart. I'm encouraged, man. The day's dark. It's dark. But, brother, the light's bright, too. And we're a little bit behind the eight ball, a little bit slow getting in the game. But we're starting to pull our pants on, Doug and Joe. And that's,
we'll see.
That's an encouragement to me.
You get out the game board there and playbook and you get us back on the right track, and I think we can gain that ground, whatever ground we lost, if we pay attention and if we make ourselves available, and that's what's really important, I think. And we have to, well, one more thing, Coach, and you mentioned something earlier. You know, people tend to be egocentric, I think, But we have to start thinking of our children, our offspring, or, you know, people. It's not going to end with your death. I'm looking at this, and who knows how much time we've got. So start thinking about your legacy through your children. You know, protect your children, protect your grandchildren, and you're a great teacher of that.
Amen, Doug. Amen. Listen, I told people the other day on my own little show, listen, it's not enough, parents, grandparents, to tell your children not to do this or not to do that. It's critical that we explain to them why. You don't do this because you are a Christian and Christ teaches us this. We have to give them something more to hang on to other than don't do that. Christians don't do that. We have to be able to tell our daughters to protect your purity because you are going to be able to present that in the marriage bed to your husband. And on that night when you're able to present it to him, that greatest thing that you have, such a great value, you're going to be able to present that to your husband and to nobody else. And not just give them the yes and the no's, but the whys. We're missing the whys. That's why we're losing our kids to the world. We've taught them all the rules and the regulation, but we haven't taught them the why. I told somebody the other day, that's the thing about the Bible, see. I love you guys, man. I hear the music.
God bless you.
Thanks for having me on. People love you here. Give my best to Steve. I'm going to listen to see if you do. Give my best to Steve and to Pastor David and encourage them that we will succeed with another blow. Let's just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Amen. CoachDaveLive.com, Coach Dave Dobmeier, thank you so much. We'll be right back with Steve Quayle and Pastor Langford.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. You need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com, that's greeninnovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. A Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smokeless, fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.